Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 741 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We are halfway through our work week, one day closer to one of my favorite weekends of the year, Wildcard Weekend. But before we get to the weekend, how about the now? How about the present? How about a huge night last night? 5-2, plus 2.28 units. You love to see it. Utah Jazz scored a bunch there at the end to cash our over. The 76ers went off in the second half to cash our over there as well. So 2-0 with our NBA overs. We got the Rangers, which was great. I had to sweat that one a little bit. They were down against the Wild. But what really got me going last night and really got me excited for March Madness and bringing up all those great old feelings of sweating sharp, fishy line moves in college basketball, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Sparty, and I'm talking about the Florida Gators, baby. You love to see it. Florida was a great one because Florida was a 8-7 team favored on the road over a 12-3 team. What's going on there? Public was all over LSU, but we saw the Gators go -1 to -2.5. So chomp, chomp, Gators getting it done. There's another game tonight that's almost the same exact bet split in line move, so stay tuned for that. And then the one that I really loved was Michigan State because they got off to a great start. Wisconsin battled back, then Michigan State really put the pedal to the metal late in the game. They're able to win and cover for us outright there. They were dog to fave line move, plus one to -1.5. But again, it's thinking through these lines. Why was a unranked team favored over an 18th ranked team? And I got a lot of people that said, idiot, is because their leading scorer was out. You're missing the point. We were expecting him to be out anyway, and the public was all over Wisconsin, regardless of the leading scorer playing or not, and yet the line moved to Sparty. So you love to see it, guys. Fishy line moves to me are something I look for across all different sports, but especially college basketball, because you get such a public bias situation just looking at the rankings, where public will say, oh, ranked versus unranked, take the ranked team. Higher ranked team, take the higher ranked team. So being able to kind of go against that public bias and operate under the premise of, hey, it's fishy for a reason, really paid off last night with a couple huge Sparty plays and the Gators there, chomp chomp. So lost the Winnipeg Jets, unfortunately. Connor Hellebuyck, I like that he was rested. What did he give up, like 100 goals? And then Ole Miss came up a little bit short, but I'll take it any day of the week. 5-2, plus 2.28 units, a fantastic Tuesday. See if we can keep grinding here, make it three winning days in a row. So a lot to get to today. I have two NHL bets for you. I have two NBA bets for you. And I have four college basketball bets for you. And really, if you like those fishy line moves last night, I got some. I got a four pack here of some really fishy ones here today, including one that almost made me fall out of my chair this morning or last night when I was looking at overnight lines and then overnight moves. So really excited. You add it all up together, guys. 8-pack today. It's a big one. It's a big day. It's a big Wednesday. Let's see if we can maximize our edge with a big slate tonight of great sweats across multiple sports. But before we dive in to all of our sweats for today, real quick housekeeping as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Wake up every single morning to great sports betting coverage. Even before you get the Morning Bets pod, which, by the way, did anyone see that Milwaukee Bucks Morning Bets number and then the current number? Hint, hint, listen to the Morning Bets pod. Good CLV right now on the Bucks. But anyway, if you want to wake up to great sports betting information, coverage, get your day started off on the right foot, we're going to hit you every morning with the VSiN Daily Newsletter, letting you know what's going on that day in the sports betting market, the big games you need to know about, all the big breakdowns, the analysis, as well as keeping you updated on what's going on at VSiN in particular. So we let off today's newsletter with a lot of coverage here on Wild Card Weekend. We had Steve Mackinnon and Michael Lombardi putting together their angles for Wild Card Weekend. I have my five Wild Card games that Wise Guys are targeting article that just came out. So it's a ton of Wild Card Weekend coverage. But you also get Andy McNeil daily article, which I really enjoy reading on the NHL, JVT's daily NBA article, as well as promos for Legal Sportsbook. So take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. But again, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter. Then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using all the free VSiN resources, which is to your credit. Now you're saying, hey, I want more. I'm doing pretty good. I want to do even better. Well, guess what? We can cover you with everything that we offer at VSiN if you become a pro member. We actually have a great promo right now, only $9.99. Again, that's $10 minus 1 cent, $9.99 for a full month of VSiN. It's a great promo right now. If you've ever thought about giving VSiN a shot, why not give it a shot during the NFL playoffs and get covered through the Super Bowl? I think it's a great $10 charge here, $9.99, to really get you covered for, again, arguably one of the best months of the entire betting season. So just go to vsin.com/subscribe, put in your email. You'll start to get everything we offer, all the best bets sent to your email, live stream of all the VSiN shows. Those fantastic, they're real and they're spectacular, DraftKings betting percentages, as well as all the articles behind the paywall. So give it a shot. $9.99, only $10 for a month of VSiN. Again, I think it's well worth it if you want to test it out. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Your boy was tweeting up a storm today because I woke up early, had a pretty good morning, and then I was on Mitch and Pauly, Follow the Money. So I tweeted out some of my Sharp Report breakdowns across the NFL. And I was feeling good last night, too, with some of our big hits. So I was tweeting out a bunch of data. So if you want to follow me and keep up to date with all the sharp contrarian line moves, you can hit me up and follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Also, make sure you follow the mothership at VSiN Live. With that being said, guys, great night last night. 5-2 plus 2.28 units. Let's see if we can keep it rolling today. I got an 8-pack, as I mentioned, 2 in the NHL, 2 in the NBA, 4 in college basketball. And then at the end of the pod, I'm going to update you on some NFL wildcard weekend line moves and situations and a teaser that I am really, really looking toward here, as well as some lines that have gone the other way a little bit based on some injury news. So we'll finish up the pod as we always do, getting one day closer to wildcard weekend, updates here on all the NFL playoff games. But with that being said, I want to start off today, guys, with a little bit of college hoops. It's a big college hoops day, and I see a lot of value across the board. So starting with college basketball, first one on the board, guys, this one jumped out to me. I'm going Arkansas. Arkansas really, really caught my eye here as a very sharp, data-driven contrarian play. Number one, Arkansas is at home. This is a 7 o'clock game against Alabama. And if you look at kind of just from a fishy line standpoint, Alabama is number 4 in the country, and Arkansas is number 15. So why is Arkansas a favorite in this one? Again, if you look at the line movement, this actually opened Alabama minus 1 on the road. Now you flip to Arkansas, minus 1, or I even see a minus 1.5 at home. So you may even get a pick 'em here, but either way, the line is going to Arkansas, despite the fact that Alabama is the much higher ranked team. Arkansas has also lost 2 of their last 3, so it's a bit of a buy low, sell high opportunity because Bama has won 4 straight. And this is just a straight up contrarian reverse line move. Really sharp angle here for the Razorbacks, pun intended, razor, sharp, you get it. But anyway, Alabama is getting 70% of bets. The public, everybody, and their mother is going to the window saying, give me the Crimson Tide. Why are they getting a point? The odds makers are stupid. The wrong team is favored. Hammer Alabama all day long. But no. Alabama's getting 70% of bets, yet the line is moving toward Arkansas. Again, plus 1 to now minus 1. A dog-to-fave line move in favor of the Razorbacks. Arkansas is only getting 30% of bets, but 51% of the money. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split there.
KenPom, our guy, does have Arkansas winning this game by 1 point, so I'll take that. At least he doesn't have Alabama winning it, so that's at least in our favor here. So you guys know me, pick them, minus one, definitely at minus 1.5. I'm going money line here. So shop around. I got Arkansas at minus 110. You can probably get them minus 110, minus 115, somewhere around there. Aside from just being fishy, why is 15 favored over 4? Why is the line moving toward the team only getting 30%? You also get some analytics here in terms of defense, really leaning on the Razorbacks defense. They're only giving up 63 points a game versus 70 for Alabama. Also a much better field goal shooting team, 48% for the Razorbacks versus 44% for the Crimson Tide. And Arkansas, 8-0 at home on their home court. So this is my angle, guys. When you get to college basketball, these are the games that I live for. Obviously, we had a couple huge ones there yesterday, coming up bigly for the team, obviously, with Florida and Sparty. But it's that worst-ranked or unranked versus ranked line moving toward this really contrarian side against the public. That is my number one angle when it comes to college hoops. So Arkansas fits the bill. Contrarian. Reverse line move. Worst-ranked team, yet they're favored. KenPom edge. Give me Arkansas on the money line. Let's go Razorbacks minus 110. Next bet for me, I'm going Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, there's been a little bit of buyback here, but I talked about this one on the Morning Bets pod. I'm going to stick with Penn State in this one. I'm digging Penn State here. So a couple reasons to like Penn State in this matchup. Number one, both teams, Penn State's at home against Indiana. Both teams have lost 2 straight, so both looking to get off the schneid here. But really, this is a bit of a fade-the-trendy dog play. It's not as lopsided as it was this morning. It has evened out a bit. But you were basically Penn State only getting around 40% of bets, 60% of bets here on Indiana. Yet Penn State opened -2. They got up to -2.5. They are now back down to 2. So maybe there was some +2.5 buyback there in Indiana. But this looks like a fade the trendy dog contrarian favorite play to me. Again, majority of bets slightly are on Indiana. Yet Penn State opened as a favorite and pretty much has stayed a favorite. So it tells me liability here is on Penn State. Despite majority bets Indiana, the books aren't going to a pick 'em. They're not flipping to Indiana -1. They're pretty much staying where they're at. Really good bet split here. It's only about 40% of bets, 42%, something like that, on Penn State. But they're taking in almost 70% of the money. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of the Nittany Lions. Also, you get home road. Penn State, 8-1 at home. Indiana Hoosiers, just 1-3 on the road. So I put a lot of stock into home road when it comes to college hoops. You might have heard me say it before, but you know, you get to the pros. You know, professionals, they don't get phased really by going on the road. You know, they're pros. They've been there, done that. They know how to deal with it. Doesn't really mess them up too much. College kids, though, you know, when you're going from high school to college and you're in these huge stadiums and everyone's going nuts, it can have an effect on the road team. So I lean home teams just kind of in general, because I think it's hard to go on the road as a 18, 19 year old kid and win in a hostile environment. Obviously, Sparty got it done for us yesterday. But with that being said, Indiana, again, just 1-3 on the road. Penn State, 8-1 at home. So that's an angle that would favor Penn State. You also look at KenPom. He has Penn State winning this game by 1 point. So I'm going Penn State in this one. It's a bit of a fade the trendy dog play. Shop around. I got Penn State at -135. And you guys know me, I'm a money line guy. I'm not going to have Penn State win by one and I lay a 1.5, a 2, and I lose my bet. No. I'm on Penn State here at -135. Let's go, Nittany Lions. Next one for me. I told you I love the board. I got a bunch of them here for you. So next one that I'm looking at is an early game, Mississippi State against Georgia. Give me Mississippi State. I'm going Mississippi State on the money line. Shop around. I got them at around -140 here. But Mississippi State is really catching my eye. They remind me quite a bit of that same exact play from yesterday with kind of that Florida-Michigan State where the line kind of went to that road team a little bit. And that was kind of a big angle there that we leaned on last night that came through. So same kind of thing here at Mississippi State. Mississippi State open on the road at Georgia, pretty much -1 on the road. Very, very short number here. Now Mississippi State is up to -2.5. So that's notable here because Mississippi State is the contrarian play. You have 60% of bets taking Georgia at home, yet the Lions going to Michigan State, or Lions going to Mississippi State. So if the public's taking Georgia, why are the odds makers moving the line further to Mississippi State to give out an even better number to public Georgia backers here? Tells me you have a sharp reverse line move on Mississippi State. Again, this is a money line play for me, as I mentioned, around -140. This would be not dog to fave, but a short fave to even a bigger fave, even though you're contrarian. Also, you have KenPom, Mississippi State winning this game by 1 point. He's got him ranked much higher. He's got Mississippi State 46 in the country versus 91 for Georgia. And also Mississippi State, much better defense here. They're only giving up 57 points a game versus 65 for Georgia. Also a bit of a bad ATS, good ATS. You know, Mississippi State is only 6-8-1 against the spread. Georgia's 8-7 against the spread. So I actually talked about this, you know, with the Tampa Bay Bucks versus the Cowboys. But I like betting on the teams that haven't covered versus the teams that have, because you kind of get public bias there where public says, hey, I might have bet Mississippi State earlier this year. I lost. I'm going to hold that against them and maybe not bet on them or want to bet against them. I may have bet on Georgia earlier this year and won, so I'm predispositioned to bet on them again. But again, if you look at kind of the value play of a buy low, sell high, you're always looking to get that team that doesn't cover versus the team that does because they're undervalued. So a little bit of bad ATS, good ATS play there. This is kind of a blueprint play for me. Short Mississippi State, -1, now up to -2.5. They're contrarian, only getting 40%. KenPom edge, better ranking, better defense, bad ATS, good ATS. So I am on Mississippi State. Shop around. Again, I got them at -140. Keep on cruising. This one is a little bit high, and I don't typically like to go this high, but it jumped out to me as just a ridiculously sharp. And oh, by the way, Mississippi State, Georgia, that's a 6:30 p.m. Eastern time game. Don't expect the 7 o'clock start and be late to the party there. So make sure you get it in on time. Now, my last play here, I told you I had a 4-pack in college. This one is so freaking razor sharp. When I was getting ready to write in my notebook the breakdown for this game, I started bleeding all over my notebook. That's how sharp it was. Cut my finger on my keyboard, on my pen. Just kidding. That didn't actually happen. But this one is sharp as a GD Tech. Missouri at Texas A&M. Give me Texas A&M. Now, again, it's a little bit high. You are now looking at a money line of, I got a -190. You're creeping up toward -200. So it's a little bit high. I don't really like going that high. But here's why I think there's still value. Texas A&M opened -2.5. Now they're up to -4.5 at home. Now that's really notable because Texas A&M is 10-5 and they're unranked. They're playing Missouri, who's 13-2 and ranked 20th in the country. Why is Texas A&M, who's unranked, favored over the number 20 team in the country, Missouri? And why are they not only opening as a favorite, but becoming more of a favorite, -2.5 to -4.5? So that just screams out to me as a really, really sharp unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent system match. Public is all over Missouri, as you would expect them to be. Yeah, the wrong team is favored. Well, why are the odds makers giving you more and more points to take the obvious play? Again, that should be an automatic red flag if you were looking at Missouri here. If you flip it, it's a great sign for Texas A&M. But only 30% of bets on Texas A&M, but they're taking into account 67% of the money. That is a huge, huge, huge 47% smart money discrepancy, and it jives with the line move toward Texas A&M. Texas A&M has been great at home, 7-1. Better defense here for the Aggies, only giving up 67 a game versus 75, and better on the boards. Hopefully they can have an advantage here down low, 36 rebounds a game versus just 32 for Missouri. But make it very simple on yourself. Why on earth is the home team who's unranked favored over a ranked opponent, and why is the line moving further toward the contrarian unranked home favorite? Screams a sharp, sharp, sharp fade the trendy dog play here on the Texas A&M Aggies. So again, I don't like going this high. I'm going -190. Again, that's, I never want to go above -200 with any college basketball money line, or kind of any money line in general. Hockey, I'll do it a little bit just because of my system matches. But I want to be with this sharp move. I just don't want to be laying a 4.5 after it was 2.5. So I'll pay a little bit more juice. Give me Texas A&M at -190. So our 4-pack in college hoops. Can we get 3 or more of these? I got Arkansas, -110 on the money line. Penn State, -135 on the money line. Mississippi State, -140 on the money line. And Texas A&M, -190 on the money line. That about does it for the first half of our VSiN Market Insights podcast. I told you we had an 8-pack. Well, we just did 4. We got 4 more. I got 2 NHL. I got 2 NBA. Going to go back to the well with a couple totals here in the NBA. And then we'll finish up the pod giving you some updates on NFL Wildcard Weekend, including a teaser that's kind of evolving pretty nicely here based on the situation, and a couple injury updates as well to some quarterbacks, which obviously have a big impact on the line. So don't go anywhere. Let's see if we can finish up strong on episode 741 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with and embrace fishy lines with, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you see where the money and the bets are moving on every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, letting you know where experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for our $9.99 offer and become a part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it after a, I would call, arguably, an epic night. 5-2 plus 2.28 units. You'll love to see it. It's two straight winning days, and see if we can make it three today. But again, college hoops, fishy lines, can't stress this enough, guys. Sparty, Florida, those are your blueprint plays here. When it doesn't make sense, when you have an unranked versus ranked team getting the line move, when you're contrarian at home, you know, in a very unpopular spot, those are the angles that we like to exploit. It was a good night last night, 2-1 with those hits, with obviously Sparty and Florida. So, see if we can keep it going. We talked about our 8-pack. I've money-lined Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Penn State, and Arkansas. Now let's go to NHL. So a couple games here in the NHL, guys. First one for me, I'm going to go Washington Capitals. Give me the Caps. They're on the road at Philadelphia. I got the Caps at minus 175. They actually open at minus 165. So right off the bat, you got some line move toward the Caps. Line movement, they would match quite a few systems for me. If you look at road favorites, minus 175 or more, they're one night, they are 55-21, 72%. You also look at a road favorite sweet spot. If you are a road favorite between minus 150 and minus 200, you're 47-22, 68%. Road favorite off a win, 86-44, 66%. A favorite, road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous year, 86-48, 64%. So I got a ton of matches, like five or six matches, all, you know, close to 70% here on Washington. They have the line move. Also, you look at offense, defense, big advantage for the Caps here. They're averaging 3.3 goals a game versus only 2.8 for Philadelphia. And the Caps are only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus 3.2 for the Flyers. So big advantage offense-defense. Washington is 13-6 as a favorite. They're 10-8-3 on the road. So when they're expected to win and when they're on the road, they do pretty well. Meanwhile, Philly, just 13-21 as a dog, 8-10-1 at home. When they're at home and when they're a dog, they don't do well. Washington also has a rest advantage. They last played on the 8th versus Philly, who played on the 9th. Also, Philly is in a really tough spot. It's not a back-to-back, but they're playing their third game in 4 days. Now, that's tough on your legs if you are an NHL player here with that kind of really rigorous schedule in a short period of time. So advantage, rest versus tired for the Caps. Caps are getting healthier. They just got Tom Wilson back, one of the enforcers who you probably never want to see if you're on the ice because he'll level you. But also special teams, power play. Ovechkin, Ovi with the one-timer, 22%. Conversion rate for the Caps, only 16% for Philly. And a PK of 82% versus just 76% for Philly. So I'm going Washington. Got the line move. Got a bunch of system matches. Better analytics, offense, defense, and special teams. I am going Capitals. I got the Caps at minus 175. Now for my other best bet here when it comes to the NHL. I talked about this one on the Morning Bets pod, but give me the LA Kings. Got the Kings at around minus 200, minus 210. They're kind of around minus 200 right now. Shop around. Again, I see a minus 205, a minus 200. I see a minus 220. So make sure you're shop around, getting the best number. But this is a Kings play for me for a bunch of different reasons. It's not a huge line move anymore. You open around minus 200, you're kind of still minus 200. It's a system match play for me. Home favorites minus 200 or more off a win. They're 59-24, 71%. But the one that I really love here, again, sweet spot, big favorites too. If you're between minus 175 and minus 225, you are 109-46, 70%. But this is the rest versus tired play. This is a favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back. The Sharks played yesterday. They now have to travel from Arizona to L.A. It's not a huge travel spot, but it's a tired spot. Play last night, got to play again. Your backup goalie is going to be in net here. A favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, 71-37, 66% this year. So that has matched or does match here to bet on the Kings and against San Jose. You have the better offense here with the L.A. Kings, 3.4 goals a game versus 3.1 for San Jose. Better defense, 3.4 goals allowed versus 3.7. Kings are 10-9 as a favorite. They're 13-7-2 at home. San Jose is a bet against as a dog. They're only 8-23 as a dog. They're 9-10-2 on the road. And again, much better power play here, 25% versus 20%. So conversion rate much better on the man advantage for the LA Kings. So Kings are rested and ready to go. San Jose Sharks are tired here. Kings have won three of their last four. I'm going Kings in this one, baby. Let's go. By the way, that is a TNT game at 10 o'clock. So cannot wait to sweat that one. You should be able to watch that no matter where you are across the country. But I got the Kings at minus 200. I got the Caps at minus 175. Now over to the NBA. Had a great night last night. Needed a little bit of scoring late there with the Jazz, and we got it, which was nice. Hope everyone got. I was sweating because at one point they landed 227, and I got over 226 and a half. But I remember at the time of the pot, it was 226 and a half, 227. So I'm like, we need one more score just to make sure everyone can cash that. But luckily, we did get that Jazz over. And of course, if you look at the second half box score of the 76ers game, OMG, they went absolutely off offensively. So good to see our over system matches doing well. So you know what I'm gonna do. I got two overs today. Let's go. I'm going to root for some more points here. First one for me, I'm going to go Timberwolves, Detroit Pistons, over. It just actually bumped up again here. So now over 232. I would have loved to have just gotten the 230, but I guess a good sign that it keeps going up. So over 232, Detroit and Minnesota. Right off the bat, tons of line movement to this over. It opened 228.5, 229. You're up to 230 on morning bets. Now you're up to 232, so consistent movement here toward the over. Non-conference overs. You hear me say this all the time, but that's the angle. Look at non-conference games. The lack of familiarity. You don't know how to match up defensively. It's a benefit to the offense. Non-conference overs are 134-106, 56% this year, with about a 7% ROI. So that would match with this T-Wolves Pistons over. You also look at a non-conference over in which the home team missed the postseason, 57-27 to the over, 68%. And non-conference over sweet spot. If you are between 225 and 232, you're kind of right on the edge now. But take the non-conference over, 52-30, 63%. So three good non-conference over system matches with this T-Wolves Pistons one. Also, you look at the pace. Minnesota's quick, number 5 overall, fastest paced team in the NBA. Detroit is number 13. So kind of both top half Quick teams, more possessions, more opportunities to score. As we know, defensively, Detroit is terrible. You just talked to the Sixers last night, putting up like 147, which helped us get that over. But defensively, they're number 30, dead last in the NBA. Detroit is 13-6 to the over at home. They're 4-1 to the over their last five. Minnesota is 6-3 to the over their last nine, and 4-1 to the over their last five on the road. Also, you have a pretty good bet split to this over. Only 63% of bets, but 82% of the money is on this over. So, again, it's ticked up a little bit. I was hoping we could get the pot out in time and you can all get a 230. Again, gift and a curse. Good sign it continues to go up. Tells me it continues to get hammered with sharp money, but obviously not great if you couldn't get that earlier number. But so I'm still playing it, though, with all these system matches. So give me Detroit and Minnesota over 232. For my other best bet here, when you go to the NBA, hopefully listen to the Morning Bets pod. You could have gotten a little bit better of a number, but I'm going over with the Boston Celtics and the New Orleans Pelicans here. Give me this one over as well, guys. This one opened 229, got bet up to 230. Now you're up to 231. So I'll take the over 231 now. Got the over 229 on morning bets, but this was a big system match. Again, non-conference overs 56%, non-conference over sweet spot 63%. But a lot to like about this over. Pace, Boston is number 17, New Orleans is number 12. So both kind of top half in terms of pace. Offensive efficiency, that's what you really like here. I know Zion's hurt, but as overall as a team, Pelicans are number 8 offensive efficiency, Celtics are number 1, so two good offenses here. And then another good angle in terms of home road, the Celtics are 14-7 to the over at home. New Orleans is 14-5 to the over on the road. So in this situation, Pelicans visitor, Celtics home team, they've both done very, very well to the over, and that's what you're getting here tonight. New Orleans is 10-4 to the over their last 14. They're 6-1 to the over their last 7 on the road. So I'm rooting for points with the Pelicans and the Celtics. Currently, you're getting 70% of bets on this over, but 84% of the money. And again, I don't love that it's a public over, but big heavy bet versus dollar split tells me it might not just be public. Could be a little bit of pro and Joe action there. So give me the Boston Celtics, Pelicans, over 231, along with the, Detroit Pistons, over 232. Let's get some high scores, scoring at a nonstop clip in both those games, with the Pelicans over and the Pistons over. Now over to the NFL. Give me some updates here when we are getting to, obviously, one day closer to wildcard weekend. If you missed it, I tweeted out all my full segment, three different breakdowns from Follow the Money this morning. So check my Twitter page at Josh_insights if you want an update on that one. But a couple things to get you updated on. Number one, still loving the G-Men. G-Men on the road at Minnesota. It's still line freeze. Public's on Minnesota, yet G-Men are still +3 painted. They will not move. Books will not go to 3.5 to hand out the hook. You must have heard by now, but I've been kind of saying it, screaming from the mountaintops. It's a great time to bet against the public. Take dogs. Wildcard weekend dogs are 16-8 against the spread, 67% the last 5 years. You also have Daniel Jones, 16-5 ATS as a road dog. And if you're a wildcard weekend dog, you're playing a team that missed the playoffs last year, 10-1. For those in the back, 10-1. ATS, 91%. That would match with the G-Men. So I'm holding out for a hook. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'll be taking G-Men +3 there. Jags, there has been some buyback. I guess that's the update there. Chargers were -2.5. Got down all the way to almost a pick 'em, a -1. You're now back up to -2 Chargers here. So I'm glad that we didn't, you know, place that bet yet and get a bad number. I'm still on Jacksonville. They're contrarian in a heavily bet primetime game. They match a bunch of system matches here. Also, you're getting that line move still, even though it's back up to 2, it opened 2.5. So still Jags, I'll take the +2 there. And I could also look at them in a teaser play, +2 to +8, go through 3, go through 7. That could be worth an angle. I'll tell you who I really like in a teaser in a second. One update in Seattle, San Francisco, public play here to San Fran. You know, obviously I think they've won what, like 8 or 9 or 10 in a row or something crazy. Brock Purdy's the next big thing, yada, yada, yada. But actually, the line just dipped. We had San Fran -10 at home. The last time I talked to you guys on yesterday's pod, now San Fran is down to -9.5. Now, it's juiced up towards San Fran, like it make it back to 10. But if you can get a 10, hold out for a 10, I'd be leaning Seahawks there. They're contrarian. There's also an angle here of a divisional dog. It's not often you play same team in the same division in the playoffs for a third time. So that familiarity really benefits the team getting points, levels of playing field. So I'm not going to take a 9.5, but to me, I'll monitor and get a little bit greedy here and just say, hey, if Seattle gets back to 10 and they never get to 10.5 and you just kind of keep bopping back and forth, that would be a divisional dog. a dog system match on Wild Card Weekend. I'm looking at the plus 10 with Seattle. That move 10 down to 9.5 was pretty meaningful in my opinion. Also, I like the under in that game. It opened 43.5. You're down to 42.5. If you look at Wild Card Weekend unders, they are 16-8 to the under, 67%. Last five postseasons. It might get some bad weather here. Rain, it's going to be like mid-50s, but 10-mile-per-hour winds. That would be a divisional under. Again, knowing the opponent, matching up, leading to benefit to the defense there. So, little move Seattle, little move to that under. Still on the Jags, maybe a teaser. I'm holding out. Maybe we get a 2.5 if people continue to pile on Herbert. Now, this one here that I had really no interest in because it was just a questionable situation with the quarterback, Miami and Buffalo. It looked at one point like Tua was going to play. We actually saw Buffalo open like laying 11.5 or 11 or something like that. I know they were 11 at one point. They got down to 10.5 and then they got down all the way to -9. And it's like, okay, Tua's playing. Well, guess what? Tua's not playing. They just announced today that Skylar Thompson's going to get the start. And now Buffalo has shot back up to -13. So that's one of those games where, you know, if you had a crystal ball and you got Buffalo at -9, you're feeling great right now. Am I interested in taking Skylar Thompson +13? Not really. I know I have dog system matches. Line really hasn't moved off of 43.5. That's just an automatic game that I want nothing to do with. I don't see anything clear either way. That's a no play for me with Miami and Buffalo. Here's the game that I'm looking to tease down. It just moved again. Cincinnati Bengals. It looks like Baltimore is not going to get Lamar Jackson. Cincinnati Bengals, they were -6.5 up to 7. Then they got to 7.5. And I'm saying, okay, let's tease them down. -7.5 down to -1.5. Well, I just looked up. Now they're -8.5. So if you're going to tease this thing, you got to do it probably now. Because if it gets to 3, if it gets to 9, you tease it down to 3. You know, you're only crossing one key number and it's really not worth your while. You need to target this one -8 down to -2, -8.5 down to -2.5. If you can make that case, then to me, Cincinnati's in a really good teaser angle here. Also, maybe look to the under. Baltimore Cincy under. Open 43.5. You're now down to 41, 40.5. That'll be another divisional under there as well. So good teaser play to Cincy as long as you can get them before they go up any higher. And then lastly, I'm on Tom Brady. You guys know this. +2.5. Give me TB12. It's not a really public play. Public split 50-50, but more money is on Brady, like 60%. And Brady went from +3 down to +2.5. So that could be a teaser play. Tampa Bay 2.5 up to 8.5. Maybe you pair that with taking down the Bengals or teasing up the Jaguars. Those would be my angles there. Definitely I'd be using Cincy to take them down. And I'd pair them either with the Jags or with Tampa Bay. But that would be my teaser spot there as an opportunity here to get a little more points on a sharp dog. But anyway, public is split, yet Lions going to Tampa. Brady has had great success against Dan Quinn. Also, it's the ultimate bad ATS, good ATS play. I keep saying this because it's so fascinating, but Tampa Bay did not cover numbers. They were awful to bet on this year. I remember in particular two sharp games at home. One was against Lamar Jackson. I forgot the other one, but it was sharp as attack and they let me down. So I admit Tampa's let me down quite a bit this year. But 4-12 and 1 ATS against Dallas, who's 10-7 ATS. That's a great, great buy low spot here to take the team that hasn't covered a lot, has really never covered almost, because people who have bet Tampa this year are mad at them. They're pissed off. They've cost them money. They're going to hold that grudge against them and want to either bet against them out of spite or lay off them if they're sharp because they say, hey, they let me down before. I'm not going to, stick my head, put my hand on a hot stove one more time. Again, that'll just kind of psych them out. Meanwhile, Dallas, 10-7 ATS, they've covered numbers, so public remembers that. They'll want to bet them again. So I'm on Tampa Bay there. Again, +2.5. I want a 3. I just don't know if we're going to get it. But that would be an angle there to back Tampa primetime at home. Also, I'm not a big prop guy, as you guys know, but it's hard not to like Dak Prescott to throw a pick. I think he led the league in picks with 15. I think he had 11 in his last 7 games. He is to throw an interception, over a half interception, -180. It's a little bit juicy. You might find a book at a better number there. I really don't mind that one either. So just a couple updates there with some quarterback changes, some line moves, and one day closer to Wild Card Weekend, which again is one of my favorite weekends of the year. My favorite weekend overall is the divisional round because you get 2 games both days and it's just huge games. But this one's pretty nice because we got 3 days of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, huge football games here. So cannot wait for that. But reminder, that does it for the pod, guys. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if you never in your life would have thought to bet Sparty or Florida and you did it last night and you're embracing the data-driven angles of going contrarian, finding sharp action, going with the smart money, looking at bet versus dollar discrepancies, looking at fishy lines, looking at betting system matches, flat betting, not parlaying. If any of the tenets of the Market Insights pod have helped you to become a better or sharper better, and you're beating some closing lines, you're making some money, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book, support the team, make me happy, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding the sharp contrarian data-driven philosophy on a daily basis. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, grab a copy for you or for a friend. And really, it's got everything I've learned in the industry. If you're new to betting, I think it's a really big help to kind of get you guided in the right direction. Even if you're a wise guy or a wise gal, got a lot of systems there you may not know about, little tips you may not know about. So give it a shot, buy a copy. It would mean a lot to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So pick one up. It would mean a lot to me. Buy one for that buddy of yours that says, yeah, parlay everything. Take, you know, put the house on the home team tonight. Maybe you take a step back and maybe rethink that analysis. But anyway, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, we're getting one day closer. Only about 3 weeks away from going legal here in Massachusetts. So I'll meet you at the Encore in Boston or out in New York with my in-laws there in Buffalo. Bernie, how you doing? If you're listening, hope you're doing well. And then also out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point or at Stadium Swim. Sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew, getting a victory burger by the end of the night. Hanging by the Mega Book in front of the big screen or the Mandalay Bay or the Super Book, my two other favorite shops to go to when I'm out there in Vegas, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me some nice, nice tickets from last night. Show me a Utah Jazz over. Show me a 76ers over. Show me a New York Rangers in overtime hit. Show me a Sparty. Show me a Gators. Chomp, chomp, fishy line. Let's get after it, guys. I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic night tonight. My parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Betting's hard if you haven't realized yet. But if we consistently place ourselves in that position where we're simultaneously against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, avoid same game parlays, and get some closing line value, if we can do that, we're going to be A-OK long term. So wish you the best of luck. Another big night in the arena, guys. Let's see if we can turn a profit and make it 3 days in a row. I wish you the best of luck. Of course, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. And as the wise man of Veasan likes to say, let's cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic Wednesday.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.